Find a new hobby, get fit, and make new friends with the folks involved in Upper Cumberland Rutgers. We welcome Robbie Porter, group expert, to the show today. Good to have you on the show, Robbie.
Brad, thank you so much, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the invite.
Well, glad to have you. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about yourself, Robbie. Where are you from? And
yes, sir. Well, I am a Cookeville boy who now lives in Sparta, so nobody needs to hold that against me, right? I've been here since 84, went to school here, raising my family here. Just overall love being a part of this community. My wife and I was a teacher for 15 years at different schools. My wife is still a teacher now. I was a youth pastor at Hope Church for 10 years, and now I'm 5 years in real estate and love it.
Oh, wow. So, and this is a great area. You know, you mentioned, you know, the Upper Cumberland area, whether you're in Cookeville, whether you're in White County, whether you're in Baxter, all mm-hmm. good, you know, Cumberland County, this whole area around, the, you know, probably about a 100-mile radius or even further, is just amazing.
It's hard to beat. Like yeah. you mentioned, you know, what brought you back home, and I'm thankful I never left.
Yeah.
Right? You know, thankful to the Lord every day. Like, if he put it on our heart to leave, we would, but I'm thankful that he hasn't.
Right.
Like, it's no place like home.
You're exactly right. So tell us a little bit about what the upcoming Rutgers is all about.
Yeah, so rucking, got to be careful how we say that, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Having conversations with people, hey, what do you do for fun? I ruck. What?
Yeah.
Ruck with an R,
right?
So we'll clarify that.
Yeah.
So that term, you know, you most hear it often associated with the military, right? So the military uses it to train our soldiers, men and women, to be able to be out on the battlefield carrying large amounts of gear for extended periods of time, for miles and miles, to always have what they need. So that has kind of transitioned into a good fitness activity that has been around for a while, and it's just become more popular, I would say, in the past 20 years with the term civilians doing it, just because it was normally been military. But, I mean, it's nothing new, but it's getting more and more popular because of the health benefits, because of the community that it creates. And we're glad to have we're associated with the company Go Ruck. They're a CrossFit sponsor and a High Rock sponsor. The gentleman, Jason McCarthy, who started that company years ago, was a Special Forces soldier for our military and took his idea of military gear and transitioned it into good quality products for civilian use. So that's how the company started. And then he wanted to give people a taste of what it was like to experience things as a soldier. So then they also have events that they put on that are, you know, fun scavenger type hunt events that they call star courses in different cities throughout the United States. And they give you waypoints and you and your group go and hit these checkpoints while you're carrying gear. Got to finish at a certain time. And then they've got other ones that are 6 hours long where you have a cadre, someone who was once a Special Forces soldier, and they're kind of putting you through the ringer for 6 hours and you're rucking and doing workouts and carrying gear and doing team challenges, and that's called a basic. And then they have one that's 12 hours where you go an extended period of time that they call a light. And then they've got one called a heavy, which is 24 hours. And then they have double heavies, which are 48 hours long, where you're experiencing things, you know, team building exercises, lots of miles and miles of rucking, carrying, you know, logs and sandbags and different things to kind of test your physical and mental capabilities.
I mean, you know, I think about like some challenge, like the Barkley race, you know,
yeah,
it's a constant
intense
race. I mean, yeah, they're not carrying gear, but I mean, that's a mental.
The terrain is hard. The distance is hard. So like why we created the group, right? So, we're the one that's sanctioned for the Upper Cumberland. I have friends who have groups that are sanctioned through GoRuck in Nashville and in Knoxville and in Chattanooga. Doesn't mean anything special. It just means that we're on their website. So if people come into the community and they want to be involved, then, you know, we're the main point of contact that kind of helps get people together to do it.
And what's that? What's your website?
That is the Upper Cumberland Ruckers. And you can find that. We have a Facebook group. We've got an Instagram account that I need to probably promote more, but that's where you can find us, the Upper Cumberland Rutgers UCR.
Well, that's great. Like I said, if anybody moving in and finding out anything, just if they just Google it or whatever, you know, that's just about rucking. That's awesome. We'll learn more about UC Rutgers when we return. And we're back with Robbie Porter with UC Rutgers. Now, Robbie, we talked a little bit about, you know, where you're about your background and about the background of Rucking. And, you know, you mentioned your group and that you have a, you guys got a Facebook page. And so do y'all meet weekly, monthly?
Great question, Brad. So on our Facebook group, if you go and you find it and you join it, we create events on there so that they're on the public calendar. But our normal routine is to meet up at 6 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we meet up in Sparta at the local coffee shop called the Coffee Collective. It's awesome. They don't open that early, but we park in the parking lot. However many we got, we get gear, we get rucksacks or whoever needs them, and then we take a route down the main strip of Sparta through the city park called Carter Street Park, back up a few side roads, and then we go out towards the end of the city. It's about, I don't know, 3.5 miles or so we'll ruck, and then we get to Pearson Park, which is at the bottom before you go up Bon Air Mountain, if you know where that's at. And so then we'll do a little outdoor workout using the rucksacks or sandbags for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or so. And then we ruck back to the coffee shop a shorter distance, and then we're there before they open at 8. So 2 hours, we get a couple miles of rucking in, we get in good conversation, we get a good workout in, and you're ready for breakfast. So then we go into the coffee shop, have some breakfast, have coffee for a while, and people stay and hang out, you know, for 30, 45 minutes, or you just go home, and you've done something great on a Saturday morning to start the weekend.
Yeah, and you, what I like is just the camaraderie is just, mm-hmm. it's amazing, you know, and you're putting stuff out there, you know. Safety is always a big thing, mm-hmm. you know, so if you're hiking with a buddy, you're with yep. a group, it's, you tend to find more people are looking for that. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people say, well, I'd like to do this, but I don't want to do it by myself.
Right.
This is a
right.
perfect opportunity to get out there. And so you post all your events on your Facebook.
Yes, sir. On Facebook. I need to put them more on Instagram too, but sometimes it's just a lot to keep up with. But if you're looking for something like that, I like that idea because, again, it pulls people from all ages. We've got people who will bring their kids who were early teens, you know, and then I've got one man, his name's Bill. He's a tough guy. He's 70 and can truck it with us, right? And so then you get whatever ability you're at. Somebody might be carrying a pack with 10 pounds. Somebody might be carrying a pack with 30. Somebody might have more. And when it becomes easy, then you can just add a little bit more weight. You can go faster or you can go longer. So like you people who are starting out, you don't want to load up a bunch of heavy stuff if you're not used to it. Right. So you start off lighter weight. You might go a mile or two. Then when that gets easy, you got a choice. You can say, okay, I can go farther, I can go faster, or I can increase the weight. So over time, you figure out what's best for your body. You get a lot of great benefits because the weight is up on your back, your shoulders are back, your posture's good, your core is tight from having to stabilize, and you're just walking. And you can feel your heart getting stronger. You can feel the sweat coming, but you're not pounding on pavement. All my friends who do marathons and half marathons, it really wears out your knees and hips, mm-hmm. right? So if you're walking, you're not getting that impact right. where it's causing so much pain and discomfort. Right. So,
and then I wish I knew about rucking when I was becoming a new father, because you know if you're any future fathers out there, yep. you might consider this, because I mean my wife was prepared when we went on a trip anywhere. If it was to the grocery mm-hmm. store, it was like we were packing for
weeks of trips, going to
the Adirondack. Yes.
The baby carriers and all this stuff.
So, you know? I mean, you're loaded down carrying it. I mean, it's funny. We laugh, but I mean, it's something serious. I mean, we was always prepared. And I mean, it looked like we were going on an expedition yeah. in Alaska when we would just take a short trip somewhere, you know. So I could see
how
the benefits.
How it goes with kids, for sure.
I could see the benefits of this being a new father, a new parent. You
well,
know,
just sure. like. It's odd to say, but just as humans, this is what we're meant to do. Mm-hmm. We are not overtly huge. We're not overtly strong. We're not overtly fast. You know, we're not great in the water, but we're good at carrying stuff, right? So you look at throughout history, that's what we did. You know, early on, people hunted game, carried yep. it back to the camp. They yep. carried everything with them. So yep. we are naturally good at walking long distances while carrying heavy items. You know?
Yeah, look at the long hunters. You know, yeah. I did long hunter reenactments, and you're exactly right. You know, they take out enough stuff, carry it with them, you know, set up a small camp, and then, you know, come back and break camp and go somewhere else.
Yeah, we're just continuing that tradition.
Well, stay tuned for more with UC Rutgers. And we're back with Robbie Porter with the Upper Cumberland Rutgers. Robbie, you told us about yourself, talked a little bit about where we can find, you know, events, you know, coming up and the of course, the health benefits of rucking. But tell us what drives your passion? What got you involved in the outdoors and wanting to share this with others?
Great question. I have to give credit to my brother Michael, who lives in Ohio. He started rucking years and years ago and told me, you know, the challenge. And so then I began to see, okay, where is my mental ability and where is my physical ability? And so I wanted to try something that I knew was uncomfortable, that I knew would be a challenge, just to see if I can do it, right? And I think as men, Brad, I think we have to have challenges. It's weird. Like, we want to have challenges that test, are we able to do the things that we think we can do? Am I as mentally tough or physically tough as I think? Well, we got to test that out, right? So it's like when we put ourselves, just in general as humans, into uncomfortable situations, I think it really helps us to find out who we are, right? And so rucking has kind of helped do that. I've done a lot of these events and challenges through Go Ruck that are 40 or 50 miles and 12 and 18 hours long. And I have found that, you know, doing little things over time that make you uncomfortable pushes you to make yourself more mentally strong. So when little inconveniences, you know, if the air's not right in your home or the car that you're driving in isn't as comfortable as you wanted it to be. Well, when you've done something incredibly hard, like carry 50 pounds for 12 hours, now you go sit in your car and you're like, well, it's not as bad as I thought, right? Or you're outside for hours and hours and you get this hard workout in and you've rucked for miles and you're like, oh, wow, this recliner and 70 degrees, perfect temperature in my house, I don't have that much to complain about because I just did this hard thing. Like, it helps me put things into perspective, right? And then I really liked the community because, you know, you start doing weird things like walking around the city with a backpack on. People ask questions. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, I tell them, oh, well, I might like to try that. Mm-hmm. So then somebody else comes out and it's like, oh, well, this was actually more fun than I thought. Or my friends who were in the military were forced to do it. Mm-hmm. They hated it. Mm-hmm. So then now that they're out, I get them to come with me and they're like, oh, I guess I don't hate it as bad as I used to when I was made to do this, mm-hmm. you know. And I really like the community because it's a veteran-owned company. So we do a lot of things throughout the community that deal with veterans, and I have a lot of veteran men and women who join us because it helps promote what they've done and helps give acknowledgement back to their service.
And yeah. There's so much, you know, I know September is Suicide Awareness Month, mm-hmm. and but not just that. Being outdoors is a health benefit.
100%.
Whether your 100%. Mental health, your physical health, it's overall health is, mm-hmm. is great being in the outdoors. And then doing, you know, something, exercising in that way, you're just freeing your mind, body, and spirit. I mean, it's just a benefit to all.
It's, you know, people love to go to the gym, mm-hmm. or people who do love to go to the gym, right? It's normally the perfect temperature. Mm-hmm. It's just the right amount of music. It's the screen on the treadmill. And that's fine if you enjoy that. But once you go outside, the temperature is not perfect. It could be raining. The terrain isn't perfect. There's no perfect music and headphones on. And it allows, I like it because it allows me, I talk on the phone all day as a realtor, right? I'm inside, I'm in the car. So like being in those situations, it makes you kind of cut off from the technology and cut off from the perfectness of everything. Mm-hmm. It just gives you that little bit of discomfort, which now helps you to be, for me, it helps me to be more relaxed in situations, you know. Oh. Don't get so bothered about every little thing when right. you've done something hard, you know.
Yeah. And that's, you know, something that I coach middle school football, mm-hmm. you know. And we tell the boys, you know, I've got 11, you know, anywhere from 11, 12, 13-year-old young men, and, you know, saying, look, you know, this is hard, but, mm-hmm. you know, things, life all the time is not going to be easy.
Right.
You know, there's going to be a time you're not going to have your PlayStation, or, you know, it's not the end of the world if it don't work or you don't have Wi-Fi. But I said, you know, there's going to be some times you're going to be faced in life with some challenges that yep. are very, very hard, and not just, you know, how you embrace that. You either embrace it or you can lay over and lay down. This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.